Hey everybody, this is Mark. It's Wednesday, August 14th, hump day. Almost through the week, unless you're a bartender, and then it's just another day. Let's get driving. Everybody, welcome to the Red Light Limbo podcast. This is a podcast that takes place on my drive across Palm Coast, Florida. It takes about 12 to 14 minutes to get to my office, so I decided I would just talk to y'all while I'm doing it. Don't know really what we're gonna say, just kind of play it by ear. I have a slight format, but more or less it's just a free conversation, free monologue between me and you. So, it's Palm Coast today, Palm Coast, Florida. It's a sunny day. Probably going to rain later, though, as is common in Florida in August. It's about 8:40. I'm a little behind schedule today. I have county meetings this morning, monthly wrap-up. And I haven't quite got the bus schedule down yet. I don't have to put anybody on the bus. I just have to avoid them. Where can you find Tiki Tender this week? So the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, you can find me at the cigar bar during the day, and then I'll hang out a little bit into the evening tonight for hump day. That's the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge in European Village, one of my joints, one of my gigs, one of my ventures. So if you're not doing anything the next couple days, during the afternoon and need a little break, take off work and come see me. Don't worry, I'll write you a note. On Friday, a rare Friday night, I'll be spending at the cigar bar, Fumar Friday, with Tiki Tender, starting about 5 o'clock until closing time. So you can catch me there also in European Village. And then on Saturday, as part of Fun Coast Bartending, my main joint, I'll be over with some bartenders working a reggae concert over in Deltona, at the center at Deltona. That's a public event, but unfortunately it is sold out, so you may have to wait out in the parking lot to get my autograph. So that's where you can see me the next few days. For all my dates and details, you can visit tikitender.com. You can see my schedule. Follow me on Twitter at tikitender, Instagram, that Tiki Tender guy, and listen to me right here. So Super Broad and I watched the Amazon original series The Boys over the last week or so, and generally enjoyed it. It was pretty irreverent. I guess it's based on a comic book, as like a lot of these things are now. So it was basically just kind of an alternative superhero universe with these shitty people who have superpowers for reasons that I won't get into. But anyway, they're caricatures of classic comic book characters. Like, you have a character called Homelander, who is a Superman ripoff. A-Train, which is like their version of The Flash. You have Miss Maeve? Anyway, based on Wonder Woman. And then you have a character called The Deep, who is a real tool. And he is, of course, an underwater hero like Aquaman. So anyway, it's the title is The Boys, is a group of, I guess, agents or resistors who are trying to out the company behind the superheroes and put them away because they think that they're doing criminal activities. So in an interesting revelation, we were watching watching a couple episodes, and we realized that the lead character, Huey, is actually Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan's son, which is pretty interesting, because you can totally see Dennis Quaid in him, in his activity, in his like mannerisms and his actions, in his face, and definitely from the side, he totally looks like Dennis Quaid. Like, he does that, like, smile and a look out the side eye. But from the front, he's got Meg Ryan's nose, which is kind of fun. So that's Huey. And then Carl Urban plays one of the boys, also kind of the head of the head boy, if you will. And he's always interesting to watch. And it's funny because I was watching it and I totally forgot that he played Bones McCoy in the new Star Trek movies. So I still think of him as... I think it's Eomer from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. But pretty good stuff. Really fun music. The ending, I'm going to say, I think it's a cliffhanger, so I think it's second season, but I didn't care for it much at all. But I don't like cliffhanger endings much. But generally, I found the ending to be a little unbelievable. So, you know, you can watch it, make your own determinations, but it's entertaining, very fun to watch. It's fun to watch these superheroes getting into hijinks because they're heroes, but they have superpowers, but they're something really not all that heroic sometimes. So that's my take on The Boys, available for streaming on Amazon. Check it out. Get back to me. Let me know what you think.
Hey everybody, this is Mark. I just want to take a moment to shout out to a local company, Deep States Vibrational Sound Therapy. Vibrational Sound Therapy combines powerful vibration and tones to induce an immediate relaxed state. The induction of the sound waves directly into the body along with soothing ambient tones is such a strong treatment that clients report effects ranging from a meditative state to deep relaxation. By placing therapeutic singing bowls directly on the body and using correct techniques, a practitioner engages with their client both physically and aurally, also known as vibrational sound massage. For more information about Deep States Vibrational Sound Therapy, you can visit their website, deepstatestherapy.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or give them a call at 386-269-8482.
All right, we're back. We're making our way across Palm Coast. We were talking about The Boys, how I found the ending to be a little unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable shit, Flagler for Trump Club has their monthly meeting on Monday coming up. I believe it's the 19th, 6 p.m.-ish at the VFW on Old Kings Road. Just in case anyone wants to go disrupt that, you know, just putting out the info. Supposed to be a public meeting. I may make an appearance, but they don't like my face much. The Flagler for Trump Club. So we'll see what happens. But that's Monday, I think at 6 at the VFW on Old Kings Road in Palm Coast, Florida. The Flagler for Trump, a monthly gathering. So back to The Boys. I don't know if you follow me on Spotify, but you should find me on Spotify. I'll post a link to my Twitter, but I did do a playlist that I think is pretty good. Inspired by the series, which has songs you hear in the series, and then also some other songs that I threw in that I felt matched the flavor of the series. So that's The Boys, Inspired by the Series on Spotify. Getting a little closer to my office now. I just want to remind you, you can message me, Mark, M-A-R-K, at TikiTender.com. You can @reply me at TikiTender on Twitter. Let me know what you think of the podcast. It's still developing, of course. Still trying to figure out an audio solution to make the audio a little better, cut down on the noise in the car. But I am driving in the vehicle, so that's part of the deal. So definitely give me a buzz, again, at mark@tikitender.com or @tikitender And also, you can find me under that Tiki Tender guy, because Tiki Tender was taken by a guy that has 6 posts, by the way. Can we talk about that for a second before we get over? How do you report somebody for being inactive on Twitter, on Instagram, so that they have to give up their screen name so I can have it? So, used to be Marking the Days on Instagram, but I recently switched it to that Tiki Tender guy, so make sure and check us out over there. And I'm going to wrap this up because it's time for me to pull into my office. Thanks for riding with me. We'll catch you next time. And remember, listen to women.